T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You've heard me mention how I don't think that we should throw Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, out of office because of mere allegations of sexual impropriety or rape. I think we should find out what might have happened and give him a chance to talk about it. He's been pretty aggressive about that. But lately, he keeps bringing the subject up. I'd say it's unnecessary for him to keep bringing it up, and it's kind of doing damage to his own cause. But maybe there's a legal strategy behind this. Stephen Benjamin joins us this morning. He's the past president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and he's an attorney now in Richmond. Stephen, you've been following this. Why would Justin Fairfax not just send letters to prosecutors in these out-of-state areas in Boston and down in North Carolina, but then publicize it with the press? I mean, what's the point of that, do you think?
Well, John, I imagine that Governor Fairfax wants to continue his career. He undoubtedly has higher ambitions,
right?
Not only in law, but also in politics. And the problem for him is that a very serious public accusation has been made, and it has created a cloud that is going to linger and going to follow him just because the accusation was made. And the problem for him is that there is no court or formal proceeding for determining the truth. There is no legal proceeding. So this is not a legal strategy. It's his response, and perhaps the only response he can make to a public accusation. So the purpose here is to get his message out to the public. And he has, from the very beginning, said that what this requires, what is appropriate, is an objective investigation by trained professional law enforcement. And consistent with that position, his attorney has tried to contact the authorities in both Boston and in North Carolina, including, as you know, writing letters to them. Apparently, he's gotten no response. But, of course, the cloud lingers, John, so what does he do? You're right, the letters are then released, and the purpose, I think, is clear. It's to get his message to the public, to raise sufficient doubt, to raise enough questions that this cloud of accusation might finally be dispelled.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did. You know, when he held that first press conference, it was quite the contrast to what Ralph Northam, the actual governor, did. The lieutenant governor held a press conference, took questions from the press. I thought he handled himself pretty well. Mm-hmm. I guess he was as straightforward as he could be, assuming he's telling the truth. And I, you know, as you point out, there's no way for us to really know. And it makes sense to me to ask prosecutors to investigate, even if they're not going to, so that if people beat up on you later, you can say, hey, I've done everything I can to clear my name. Look at these letters. I even asked for them to investigate me. But, you know, he keeps bringing up details.
Keeps bringing up new details.
Yeah, like this eyewitness
thing. Information we got was that he had submitted to a polygraph examination. He has offered to meet with the prosecutor and answer questions, including answer questions under oath. And now he has brought to our attention that there is an eyewitness, he says, to the sexual encounter in North Carolina, who would say that it was entirely consensual, that it was initiated by the accuser. And I think what's important here is that it's one thing to send a letter and then later say, hey, I requested an investigation, but nobody was interested. It's far more compelling that he continues to press for an investigation and publish information that could be considered relevant to a determination of the facts. You know, in other words, it's a sincere request. You can request something, or you can sincerely go after that which you're requesting. And that's what I think we're seeing here.
But as a defense attorney, would you have advised him to to acknowledge that there was an eyewitness? I mean, not to be trashy on the radio, but an eyewitness to a sexual encounter, there's some obvious questions that I won't go into right now because there are probably kids in the car, people driving around. But, I mean, there's some obvious questions like, what are you talking about?
Well, we don't know enough. What we know from the letter is that the eyewitness would say that they witnessed the accuser initiate the encounter,
okay,
and maintained communication with her there in the room afterwards. And we don't know anything more than that. But look, if you're trying to be transparent about your innocence, you don't get to pick those details that you disclose. And so, again, I think his defense here is, look, I am being completely transparent.
Right.
This was not an assault. This was entirely consensual, and I want an investigation.
And real quick, because we got to go, do you think anyone will investigate this? Any serious law enforcement agency will investigate, or do you think they're doing it and we just don't know it yet?
There's been no indication that there's any investigation, so it's hard to say. You can always ask, but you can't make them investigate.
Stephen Benjamin, past president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and a prominent Richmond attorney now. I really always appreciate your insight on the program. Thanks.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.